So then, good afternoon, my friends. I'm pleased to see you. I would like for us to do a journey together this afternoon, and I want it to be very clear the kind of journey that we are talking about. We are not talking about a psychological journey, nor are we going to talk about a spiritual journey, nor are we going to talk about an earth journey. We are going to talk about journeying from the outer of our consciousness deep within to the inner of where we are. You all know with absolute clarity when you are at your best, at your deepest, as you're most aware, that you do know, if you're paying attention and listening, that you have spontaneous motions that come up out of your being that will guide you in various ways through your life. Now, there are many ways to do this. Your dreams are an excellent guide. Your fantasies, your daydreams, the nudges that come to you, the imagery that comes to you as you listen to music, all kinds of things are doorways. The sun, the moon, the stars, the astrological wanderings, those are all doorways. There are many, many doorways. You did not come to this planet without ways inward. This is simply today one kind of a doorway inward. And please let us not get addicted to it. It's just simply one in many, many, many choices. But today we will use the symbols of the 22 major arcana of the tarot. And if you will all spread them out in front of you, please. And the reason for this is, you have to understand that the mind is not to be in action as we go about our learning today. Your mind has read all kinds of material on all of these cards, and that material, in the end, is not very useful. What you have to see, please, is that all of these symbols, all of these figures, and they are so filled with differences, have some kind of connection between your conscious awareness and the wonderful, empowered knowingness inside of your being, which is not a mystery and does not need to ever remain a mystery. So each one of these cards can be called a doorway into a different part of who you are now, who you have been in the past, and who you will be in the future, who you have been before you took form on this earth plane, and who you might be when you decide to leave it behind and go on to something else. So the first action is to look at all of the cards, selecting any deck that pleases your intuition, and then allow them to play back upon you. Spread them out and allow the wondrous colors and imagery to simply play back onto you, being a kind of receptive sponge, if you will, allowing them their wondrous knowing of connection with you. Now, if you look carefully, you will see that there are many, many wondrous friends in this array. We have the gods, and we have the goddesses. We have men, we have women. We have children, we have animals. We have the living of the trees and the flowers. We have the mountains, we have the water, we have the streams, the lakes. We have it all. This is a totality of things. And most of all, we always have the sky, the wonders of the sky, the sun, the moon, the stars, and all of that reflecting back into our consciousness. So this is a wholeness that we are looking at. And as you begin to be aware of the wholeness of the cards, as you drift through them, you will begin to feel certain very deep responses. Ah, this one appeals to me. Oh, and this one appeals to me. And this one. Now, every card in this deck has something to say to you in two ways. Mankind's difficulty, my friends, and I ask you to hear this carefully, is that you have been trained to forget about the deep, wondrous knowledge of the dark. You have been trained to concentrate on the light and all of its splayed out color fields, but you have not been taught how to deal with and understand the dark. I would like for you, please, to place in your mind an image. You have another shape. May I give it to you now? You are a wondrous crystal pointed at either end. The end pointed up above your head is, of course, pointing toward what we call the white light, and there is white light moving deeply through that pointed crystal. The body of the crystal, which is your body itself, is splayed with all of the wondrous, multitudinous colors, all of the varying colors as they blend, as they separate out, as they join again in a new sense of things. And at the other end of the crystal, down past your feet and down into this earth, is the black point of the crystal. This is the end, my friends, that you do not like to look at. But I will tell you something. You will never stand as the number one card of the magician until you totally understand the black, the dark, the unseen. Every one of these cards, however beautifully they may be colored, has as an absolute part of it the dark side. The dark side. The dark side is the side that you're afraid of. And it is this very fear that keeps you from experiencing yourself as a full, brilliant, whole consciousness. Your religion has taught you to cut yourself in half and to disregard the dark. But my friends, let me tell you something. You cannot do it. It will not allow itself to be left alone because it is out of that primordial dark wonder that you arose, and it is out of that darkness that you have to get your roots back down in so that you can once again understand yourself as whole. Otherwise, my friend, nightmares will come and scare you in your sleep. All kinds of fears unasked for will wash over you in the night as you awaken and feel yourself a tremble. It is all of that darkness that you have not opened up and claimed and said, I'm ready. So those of you who can join me today who are ready, it is time. And I will tell you something. There is absolutely nothing to be feared down in those deep and wondrous roots. The black contains all of the colors. All of the colors. You would be nothing without the black. It arises out of that, and it feeds you with a sense of your power. My friends, listen. Out of the depths of those roots, way back in the depths of time, when you first began your motion onto this earth plane, you knew that by simply being who you were, you had a place on this earth. You could walk knowing that you were joined to the earth and joined to the sky. You were the conduit through which all of it passed, flooding out of the sky of wonder down through you and down through your feet into the roots, into the ground. Your leaves were above you, swaying to catch the light and the power, and you channeled it through your beingness and down into the roots of the earth to come back up again, to renew you moment after moment. You were at one with all of it, with this totality of this planet, with its amazing love for you, and with the sky above always ready to flood whatever you needed. That has been lost. You are no longer connected. You do not connect down into those roots. You are striving so much to catch the light in the leaves of your upper tree that you have forgotten that the roots go deeply down and give you all of the nourishment from the depths of your being. This deck addresses the roots as well as the light dancing in the branches. I ask you to think about that. And so today, as we decide how we are going to move, we address every card deeply. My suggestions to you are very simple. If you have an orderly mind, then go through the cards in order. If you do not have an orderly mind, go through them not in order, because it makes no difference at all. The cards will speak to you in varying degrees on varying days. The interesting thing here for you is to understand that this is the journey down into who you are and reaching up to who you have always been. Now, as you decide, you select one card, whichever card it might be, whichever one. Pick one at random. You begin to look at it. You do not perhaps address the name. Let us say you select the Hanged Man. You do not allow your mind to begin to play with what that imagery is. You simply let the mind recede downward somewhere else to be listened to later. But you begin to ask the card to play upon you. My friends, listen to me. This is a moment of spontaneous coming together. You are not separate from the cards and the powers and the energies that they represent. They are not separate from you. You are not separate from the gods and the goddesses that play their wonderful dance on these cards, nor from the devil, nor from the death. It's all one. When you bid yourself as gatekeeper, and you are a gatekeeper, to open up the doorways between, then the interplay of energy is open and you are one with it. So as you take the card and give it your deepest awareness, you ask it, you ask as the student. You see, mankind always goes as the teacher. You go as the student. And the student says, I need to know. I want you to teach me. Teach me. And out of it, you begin to feel certain things coming to you, certain ideas, certain people come to your mind, certain past remembrances. All of this begins to flood through you, just flooding over who you are. If you're very, very interested in this, this is the appropriate time to pick up your notebook and just begin to jot without real thought, without even correct spelling, heaven help us. We'll just simply put down the words, word after word, idea after idea, vignette, past, future, terror, fear, whatever it might be. Everything just gets thrown down on this paper in a quick surface, so to speak, rendition. Not a thought deep, 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 but just off of the top of things. Now, as soon as this card has begun to play with you, and you begin to play with it, there are ways to empower yourself through it. The most interesting thing for you to do is to take the card, Xerox it, and color it for yourself, using all of the colors out of your own being, and not listening to the colors that are translated here, because as you know, color carries wisdom. Whenever color is present, it carries a certain sense of things, of who you are, of what's happening. So the color is extremely important. When you have done that, you can just simply begin to sit with it and talk to it. You know, this hanged man, so to speak, has something to say to you today, not out of a textbook, to you this day, and tomorrow it will say something different. Do not be locked, please, into a system. Now we do not have the system of tarot. No, we just have an ongoing, alive rapport. And when you pick it up and start speaking to it, you take the role of speaking to it. I have this difficulty, my friend, the hanged man. Talk to me about it. This is my agony. This is my situation. What can you say to me? And if you get very, very clear and very silent, the card will begin to say things back to you in your mind. Say it either in paper, or if you are so brave, just say it out loud. Just take yourself seriously and begin to say it out loud to yourself. A dialogue with yourself, wherever you might be. And as you go through card after card, the dialogue will begin to show you the parts of your being that you have been closed off to out of varying kinds of fears. Now, as these dialogues get deeper and deeper, you will find a desire to build a myth around each card, with you always as the hero or the heroine. Make no mistake, don't leave yourself out, it's your journey. So, let us say once again, the hanged man starts to tell you some things, and out of this, some ideas come to mind about, well, what kind of a myth could I build around this? Where would I go with this man? If this hanged man were to take me to the place of the solution, and that's important, every card will take you to the place of the solution, where would it take me? What kinds of things would I go through? Who would I meet? What kinds of environments would I have to deal with? What kinds of inner problems would come to light? And as you begin to build this myth with power, you will begin to disclose to yourself the wondrous truth of how very wise the inner is every moment of every day. Another very exciting thing that so many of you disregard is, what do you do with your fantasies? As you sit there, carefully looking at the card, allow the free-floating fantasy to begin to move out. Just allow anything to happen. You know, just stretch as far. There are no limitations. Nobody's there but you and the hanged man, and it is strictly between the two of you. Allow the fantasy to move as vast as you can. Get as high as you can and get as low as you can. Get into this sense of the roots of who you are. Make yourself this empowered tree with the roots down there. What do the roots say about the hanged man? We know usually what the leaves catching the light say. But what do the roots say about the hanged man? What would then happen? What are each of those wondrous roots, and what is the situation around the root? What is the compost around which this root is so beautifully nourished? What is the situation? What is the ground of being out of which all of this is taking such wondrous life and such wonderful power? Now, I will tell you again that this is the realm of the dualities. There are many kinds of dualities, and they will all be found in these cards. So each card contains, if you are really deeply looking for it, the light and the dark of it. Now, the excitement about this is, as you begin to address the dualities, you will stop trying so hard to be so good, and you will allow yourself to just be. You will start, through the working with these cards, to confront your being, not being a certain way, but just the ground of your being, which encompasses all of it. So we will have the above, and we will have the below in every card. We'll have the dark, and we will have the light. We'll have the empowered and the helpless. We will have the positive, the negative, the gods, the goddesses. We will have the man and the woman. We will have the manifest and the unmanifest. We will have it all. And as you address these as you, something not separated from you, you will begin to know thyself. The unexamined life is not worth living. It's been said for so long, and it be true. And it is not the life that you live on the earth plane, on the surface of things, that gives you empowered living. It is knowing where your roots are and what nourishes you from below. And it knows where the branches are and the leaves and what nourishes you from above. And the delight is it gives you an ease of allowing all of these energies to have full play in the midst of your being, which is your body. This is where all of the energies splay into their wondrous powers of light, and you get the dance which is living. Living is a dance with sound and light and power and awareness and beauty and delight. And at the same time, it entertains fear. It entertains the wonderful feeling of anger. It feels the power. When fear is present, power is present. Make no mistake. Fear is a power. Ignore it, and you will never learn anything. Take the fear and empower yourself with it and get down into whatever has to be done. The journey is simple. As each one of these cards speaks to you from every facet of your being, day by day you will accumulate a knowledge of who you are. And in that knowledge, you will no longer have to worry about your actions. As human beings, you are worried about inappropriate action. You are afraid of hurting others. You are afraid of being harmful. You are afraid of not being loving. And so, because you have been told to stimulate all your upper centers, you are constantly trying to be good and true and beautiful. And as you find, the wonderful fool runs through and knocks everything askew, and you find out that just at the moment when you most want to be beautiful, wonderful, and true, you are terrible, awful, and ugly. And out of this knowing, instead of just saying, well, good for me, now I know those parts of my being, now I am a friend to them, they are part of me, they are my children, they are close to my heart, I understand them. Instead of that, there is this fear, I have done it wrong, I have to do it better, I must work harder, I must meditate more, I must do this, I must do that. No. No, you don't have to do anything. The moment that you become aware that you have roots into the dark, wondrous inner, you will begin to see the life and the power that manifests through them. And you will begin to be at ease. You will be at ease with yourself. No one can be at ease in this world if they are not at ease with themselves. Meaning they have seen all of their darkness and have welcomed it and said, so be it. This is who I am. I am manifested this way, and I accept my full and total manifestation. Without that, you are effete. You're intellectual, and you cannot affect change. You cannot affect change in your life, and you certainly cannot affect change in anyone else's life. And as you begin to know yourself, the power grows daily. You begin to feel as you walk the earth plane that your roots are down there, and that your leaves are up in the heavens pulling in the light, and you begin to feel alive in a totally different way. It is the way to embrace all of life, leaving nothing out, disturbing nothing, and rejoicing in it all. The tarot are windows. No one else's words matter. Yours matter. You are the master. You are the guardian that allows those images to come forward. And the moment that you are ready, they will begin to flood you. Some of you will find yourself making music, and some of the music will be harmonious and some will not. And that's all right. There is as much power in the inharmonious as there is in the other. Some of you will begin paintings. Some of you will begin writing. Some of you will begin gardening. Some of you will begin throwing pots, whatever it might be. When you begin to put your roots in and feel the leaves above, you will become alive with wanting to put all of that into some kind of shape, some kind of form. And when you look at it, you do not have to say, "Do you find it pleasing?" to others, because your being will rise up and say, "I find it pleasing. So be it. This is my child, my creation. I find it pleasing. So be it." And that is enough. You begin to live in a totally new way with yourself. You begin to be so interested in your own creative vitality that you are no longer judgmental out there about others, because in the past you've wanted them to create your vitality. Most of you, my dear and beautiful ones, spend a lot of time trying to get other people to create your vitality. Pay attention to me, love me, make love to me, talk to me, sing with me, whatever, whatever. No. When you begin to know you are the creator of your vitality, then you have this wondrous delight. You are the magician, the one card, the one with the top rising, opened to all of the beauty of the skies, and the roots are down in the bottom, and at that point, you become the magician. Why do you think the magician is the one card? Because when the magician has grounded his or herself so totally in both sections of their being, then out of the center, which you could call the chakras, which you could call whatever you want, then comes pouring out into the world now in a horizontal way all of the wonders and the powers that you have now set in motion. You are empowered in vertically, and then you send it out horizontally. And that is the symbol of the balanced cross. Has been since time began and will always be. Seek ye first the balance of the vertical, and the power of the horizontal will be yours. You've got it backwards, my friends. You have tried so hard to empower yourself through the horizontal coming toward you from others, forgetting that that was not how it began. The magician is the first card, and the one does not stand on its side. It stands upright. And in that moment, you become magical. Your life becomes magical. Things that you say delight you. And if they delight others, fine. But the delight is in your speech, in the motion through your mouth, in the motion through your body. As you move, you feel alive, aware. As you feel the pouring down and the pushing up, you feel alive, you feel empowered. And then the world does not have to empower you ever again. But you become the magician. And with all of these wondrous myriad colors, sounds, and harmonies running through the center of who you are, through your body, out it goes into the world. And then you can create change. Not because you want to or have to, but because it happens. So, as these cards become your friends, as they move deeply into your psyche, pulling out the symbols that you look for, you will find that your dreams begin to change. You will find spontaneous things happening to you. For example, you begin to work with the death card. And lo and behold, everywhere you turn, you begin to see symbols of death. They will come out of nowhere. Books will fall open at death information. You will start talking to someone, and sitting next to you, someone is talking about death, and you will turn and you will understand. The magic is beginning to happen. The magic begins to happen when you decide, without question, that you are ready to hear. Magic will begin to unfold all around you. Words, books, ideas, spontaneous nudgings, all things will start falling into your awareness. The minute you make the decision, the door is open, and the inner and the outer worlds will both move to fulfill your yearning. Do you think that you would be so foolish as to have as your only goal to know your total self and then to not have an avenue to find it? Honor yourselves deeper than that, my friends. There are many ways within, but this, the tarot, is one of the strongest, the most available. I ask you to not fall into the trap, please, of allowing others to translate your symbology. This is your journey. This is your being. This is your struggle. This is your courage. This is your warrior's way. These are your footsteps. And the steps go up and the steps go down. And as you begin to claim the power of both of your extremities, you'll begin to understand what friends, what incredible friends, these 22 doorways are. So then, the journey deep within, the journey to knowingness. Select the card that calls to you and place it in front of you. Set your mind, if you can, aside. Simply look. Feel the colors. Feel the sharpness. Feel warmth if it's there. Feel what's ever there. Allow the card to play upon you. Just allow it to play upon you, playing upon you. And then closing your eyes, begin a walk, a very short walk, to a cave opening that is directly in front of you. Feel the earth under your feet. You have no shoes on. Feel the earth under your feet. What is it like? Is it grass? Is it pebbles? Is it hot? Is it cold? Look at your feet. Watch foot falling. Foot falling. And then enter the cave opening. It is essential at this point that you understand this cave is your point of power. This cave is the point of safety. This cave is deeply embedded inside of you. It is the place within you that you can always feel the safety of your being. And therefore, this moment now is very important. Move yourself so that you are walking until you are in the very center of your cave. Feel The floor of the cave. What is it made of? How does it feel to you? When you are at center, look around. This is the point of your divine power. This is the point of the wonder. This is the point of the glory. In this cave, you stand totally safe and totally secure. Spend some time now looking at this point so that you are very, very familiar with it. Make it as beautiful as you possibly can. This is not a point of darkness, although it can have darkness in it. It is a point of power and wonder and beauty and peace. So, look around you and create your cave. And now, look down, and at your feet in front of you, there's an object. An object that you know, if you pick it up, will make you feel powerful. Create this power object before you. And when you have seen it clearly, in all of its fullness, with all of its real intricacies, seeing it clearly, pick it up in your right hand. This object can change each time you enter this cave. You have many objects of power to carry with you on this journey. Feel it in your hand, its weight, its shape, its texture. Feel it. And now please turn to the left. Turn your entire body so that it faces to your left. There in front of you is the opening. Create this opening with great care. Know it well. This opening can change at any time. Sometimes you will feel the need to crawl in. Sometimes to stride in. Create the opening accordingly. Look down at your feet and begin to walk. Feel footfall as you make your way. Entering now the opening, there is a tunnel. Put your hand on the tunnel, your left hand. As you move through this tunnel, feel it on your hand. What is it made of? Awareness of feet, awareness of hand, and move through and out the opening of this tunnel. Look at the landscape. Look at it carefully. It is the ground of the being of this moment. Look at it carefully. It will change most times that you walk through this tunnel. Allow it to show itself to you. Sometimes empty, like the wild desert. Sometimes filled with vegetation. Whatever it might be, now envision it. Begin your walk. Just walk away in whatever direction feels to be drawing you. Stop. And feel. Stop and feel. Feel. You are standing in that point. Begin to feel. And now the figure that you have selected from the deck is walking toward you. Note carefully. Is it from the right, or is it from your left, or is it from the center? Stand feeling and allow it to approach you. When it is opposite you, notice that it is exactly your size. It is not taller. It is not smaller. It is exactly your size. Your eyes can move into those eyes. Join your eyes. Allow yourself to move your awareness into those eyes. It is through the eyes that the truth will come to you.
Now, out of the depth of your being, bring forth a question. A need. A sorrow. A joy. A delight. Bring it up into your consciousness. Fully. With all of the power of your mind, ask, what say you to me about this? And listen. When the listening is finished, with your right foot, step forward, and at the same time, the left foot of the figure moves towards you. This places you deeply within each other's auric field. Begin to feel. What do you feel? Remember now the name of this card. What do you feel? This card's power has entered you. How does it feel? Now, make the figure reduce itself in size, smaller and smaller, until it is the size of a lovely charm that you might wear around your neck. Place it in your left hand. Think of your question. Think of your need. Whatever it was you began with. And use words in your mind. Allow words to fall into your mind. words of help, suggestions, directives, unfinished business. Let them fall into your mind. Things to do. And let them fall all the way through your chest, down deep. Through your legs. Into the ground. Let them move through you. Take your attention now to your right hand. Whatever you have selected as your power piece, will begin to grow hot no matter what it is. It will get hotter and hotter in a very pleasing warmth. You will feel it in your hand. It will take on weight. It will become very real. As you move your right hand, you can feel it moving up and down. It is real. And now comes the final question. How can I use this power? And listen to your own answer. And now, hold both hands, right and left, out before you. Not only in your imagination, but in the reality of this room. Palms up, softly cupped. And envision in the left the figure or the card in its new form, and in the right the power piece. Feel them. Be aware of the power in your hands now. And when you feel them alive, join your right hand to your left, bringing them together. Bring them together. Opposite your heart center. If you feel gratitude, please, a soft nodding of the head in gratitude. If words of gratitude come, pour them out. And dropping your hands, turn. And make your way back. It is very important that you pay close attention to your feet and the feelings of foot on soil. Make your way back. Left hand on the side of the cave, opening the tunnel. Feel it. Feel it. Know that you are going through this tunnel. Be very careful here. Make sure you are really going through this tunnel. And take your place in the center of the cave. As you stand in the center, see the figure of you, raising your arms above your head. In strength and power, and feel your feet strongly placed on the ground. Feel the power coming in, going through, and grounding out. Do not leave that position until you feel the three stages of groundedness coming in, going through, and going out into the ground. Leave the cave. Walk away from the cave entrance. And sit down. It is at this point that you can most help yourself. As you sit in this room now, in reality, no longer in imagination, pick up your notebook and your pen and begin to write. Write about anything that comes into your awareness. If you remember the advice, put it down. The suggestions, the ideas, the promptings, the openings, the fears, the darks, the resistances. Write them all down. My friends, if you choose to do this day after day, changing the face of the card time after time, you will know yourself, all parts of yourself, and in that knowing will come the release from the fear, because the fear arises because you do not know who you are. And when you know, there will be no fear. There will be only total acceptance. And with that acceptance comes total love.